After 3 months intervention, animal rescue operations are wrapping up at a homestead near Vinita that was previously overrun with cats. KLCC's Brian Bull has this exclusive update.
Initial estimates said up to 400 cats were on the property. That's since dropped to 120 tops. The organization, Alley Cat Allies, and Eugene-based Green Hill Humane Society teamed up to trap, neuter, and return most of the animals. Sasha Elliott is Green Hill's director of operations. She shows off some of the property's new structures, including feeding stations.
It allows the cats to freely move in and out to consume food. The holes are, while large enough for cats, they are too small for other wildlife like turkeys and such. So the cats are safe and sound in there. They're dry.
A small team from Alley Cat Allies has been helping out at the beleaguered residents since September. Becky Robinson is the group's president.
We're very pleased to report what a success it's been in such a short period of time.
Robinson says her organization is well equipped to handle situations like this one. The Maryland-based group has been around for nearly 30 years and at some of the country's worst disasters.
We've helped almost 200 cats in Atlantic City, and we helped with many, many more cats after the Paradise fires in Northern California. And of course, in Katrina, which was many years ago, we set up a base camp there, and we helped with hundreds of cats from the New Orleans and the greater New Orleans area.
A couple dozen cats or so have eluded capture so far, but others may soon become socialized enough for adoption early next year. And 4 cats were humanely euthanized at Green Hill due to unmanageable medical conditions. To date, 14 have been adopted. Green Hill animal care technician Rachel Brungart herself adopted an orange tabby, named him Finn, and like any social media savvy owner, gave him an Instagram account.
He sits like a human, sitting up straight with his arms forward, his back legs straight out, and he'll sit on the couch or on the floor or on a chair, and it's great.
As to the root cause of the Vinita colony, a relative of the property owner says it began 13 years ago with just one mama cat and a litter of 5 kittens. Relief workers add the people at the residence had good intentions, but simply became overwhelmed over time.
We are estimating that these cats are eating somewhere around 30 or so pounds of food a day. We are helping to support that food through our free community pet food bank. That supports not just the cats here in Vinita, but cats and dogs in need from all over Lane County.
As to the ongoing costs of staff and resources, Elliott figures this particular rescue operation is running around $20,000 for Green Hill. Both Elliott and Alley Cat Allies, Becky Robinson, say getting your pets fixed is key. They say they're happy to refer people to affordable spay and neuter services or to assist with any potential pet hoarding situations as they arise. Brian Bull, KLCC News, near Vinita.